HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion Story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Saloni Shah. Saloni, a mother of two children, faced unprecedented difficulty in her second pregnancy. She was diagnosed with hyperemesis gravidarum, which meant that her pregnancy was extremely difficult to detect and that she went through complications during childbirth. She suffered from severe pain, extreme vomiting, owing to which her doctor advised her to terminate her pregnancy. However, she fought all odds and gave birth to a healthy boy, Nirvan. Today, Saloni is a multitasking mother of two children, a true Wonder Woman. Come, let's listen to this champion story.
Hey everyone, I'm Saloni Shah, I'm 28 years old and I live in Mumbai. I'm a mom influencer and a mother of two. I was studying for CFA when I got pregnant with my second kid and was diagnosed with hyperemesis gravidarum. Hyperemesis gravidarum is a potentially life-threatening pregnancy disease that is characterized by severe nausea, persistent vomiting, weight loss and dizziness that may cause long-term health issues for the mother and the baby. My second pregnancy was nothing less than a roller coaster ride. I was feeling very sick and I had a dull and a constant abdominal pain. The pregnancy was ruled out because it had been almost 2 months that I had missed my periods and I had tested myself for pregnancy at least 3 to 4 times and all were negative. So I thought that the pain must be due to some other issue. I was preparing for my daughter's second birthday party and decided to visit a doctor post that. I don't know what made me take another pregnancy test. I took the test just a day after her birthday and surprisingly it was positive. But we still couldn't celebrate it because we couldn't see the baby grow as per my last menstrual period. And I also had this abdominal pain which could have been due to an ectopic pregnancy. We decided to wait and watch for any adverse symptoms and the doctor had prepared us to accept the worst. However, we were fortunate enough that everything fell in place towards the end of the 3rd month and the baby was growing normally. But by then, I had started vomiting 5 to 6 times a day and on some days even more. Initially, we thought it was just the normal morning sickness that many women have it at some point of their pregnancy and may subside as the weeks pass. But I was in my 5th month of pregnancy and it was growing worse. And getting up from the bed was also difficult on most days. That's when I was diagnosed with hyperemesis gravidarum. I truly believed that my vomiting would stop after the initial few months and this actually may just be a little severe form of morning sickness. Hyperemesis gravidarum was a term that I had never heard and also I had no such complications even in my 1st pregnancy. I was already feeling worse but I was more worried for the effects that this condition may have on the baby. I asked my daughter's pediatrician about it and she assured me that most of the babies grew up to be just fine and healthy. But that also meant some didn't. It wasn't too satisfying because I had read about all negative impacts that this could have on my baby and myself, especially when the mother's symptoms are severe, prolonged and there is a lot of weight loss. And I had all of it. I did not gain even a single gram during my entire pregnancy and in fact lost 5 to 6 kgs in my 1st trimester and overall I lost 10 kgs during my entire pregnancy. To make it worse, my husband had to travel a lot during my entire course of pregnancy for business purpose and it was a difficult phase for me. My parents were always there for my support and I have literally vented out my frustration on them. They advised me to follow home remedies but nothing was working out. Doctors prescribed the highest permissible dose of anti-nausea medicines but even that wasn't effective. There was not a single day during my pregnancy that passed without vomiting. And this persistent vomiting had made me so weak. I had extreme muscle weakness and extreme fatigue that sometimes taking care of my 2-year-old seemed to be an impossible task. Just dropping her to the school and back made me feel so weak. For the 1st 5 months, I was literally unable to eat anything. And even looking at food made me feel nauseous. I was literally surviving on coffee, Sprites and biscuits. All a strict no during pregnancy. There were days I felt so worse that getting up from the bed was also difficult. There were days when I felt like giving up and also felt that I may not survive. And I had literally no hopes for the baby's survival. But one person who gave me immense strength and positivity was my daughter, Tiara.
She would come behind me in the bathroom and pat my back while I was vomiting and would rush to the kitchen to tell my house staff to bring water for me. She would even talk to the baby and tell the baby to make me stop vomiting because she wanted to play with me and I wasn't able to. I've cried in front of her and she has hugged me and made me believe that everything will be fine soon. I could see that my daughter was getting affected because of my condition, but even at the age of 2, she was so strong. That's when I decided that I needed to be strong too and I couldn't lose hope. I need to eat even if it meant more vomiting. That at least would give me some energy to spend time with her and take her out. She was so excited for the baby that I have prayed every day for a healthy little brother or a sister for her. Since I had lost a lot of weight, I wasn't looking pregnant at all until the 8th month. And due to so many complications, not a lot of people were aware that I was pregnant at least till the 5th month. But once my friends and family got to know about it and also my health, they would check on me every few days. However, there were people who spoke only negative things and also said that this condition wasn't true because I had strength to go out. I had no energy to go and confirm them, and the easiest thing to do was to ignore, and that's exactly what I did. I knew what I was doing and I did every single thing to make myself feel better. It was my brother-in-law's wedding and the last wedding of our generation in the family, and all of us were extremely excited about it. I was literally on my toes for the wedding. However, during the Sangeet night, my condition worsened and I was extremely dehydrated that I was rushed to the hospital. I wasn't fully conscious that night, but I knew that my entire family was on toes. The next morning, I felt fine after being on IV fluids the whole night. We checked on the baby and everything looked normal. My body had no energy, but I don't know where I got the strength from that I even attended the Feras that evening. On 14 March 2020, exactly a month after that emergency hospital visit, I gave birth to a healthy baby boy. However, the battle wasn't over for me yet. On the day of delivery, I got postpartum hemorrhage, but timely diagnosis and treatment saved my life. In the initial few weeks, I literally took my son in my arms only for feeding. I had no energy left in my body after the blood loss. It was the worst phase of my life, and after going through it all, my son and I both survived. And I guess the strength I had, my daughter's positivity, and my willpower all together helped me the most in this battle. An HD survivor, a PPH survivor, and a pandemic mom. I had it all in one pregnancy, but the journey wasn't an easy one. Hyperemesis gravidarum left me with a worst mental condition. Recovery from hyperemesis gravidarum normally takes 4 to 6 months and may take even more for some. I'm 10 months postpartum and I still haven't recovered. I was vomiting till 6 months even after delivery, and that made me grow intolerant to a lot of foods, and I still have food aversions. I've had anxiety attacks post-delivery and had to take anxiety pills for 2 to 3 months. I still feel depressed and I haven't been able to get back to my pre-pregnancy health levels. But I've accepted that it will take time, and I'm taking one day at a time, and I know I will recover soon. And this is for all my listeners. There'll be good days and bad days, and then there'll be worse days when you feel like giving up. Battling with hyperemesis gravidarum was one such worst battle I recently won. One thing I learned from this was that prioritize yourself and your body. There'll be negativity and a lot of negative people that will pull you down, but focusing on the things you love to do will make you feel better. Stay calm, be positive, and don't lose hope. Push yourselves a little every day and things won't look that difficult.
So this was Saloni's story. A true She Slays fighter indeed. We hope her story inspired you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host, Chaya Dabas, signing off. I will see you next week with another champion story. Till then, take care and keep slaying.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.